Time for a legislative update with Representative Evan Simpson from House District 21. Representative Simpson, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, everyone. Nice to be with you.
Hey, appreciate the update from the Wyoming State Legislature, and things coming down to the wire, I understand, right? About a week and a half left in this session. Is that correct?
We do, yes. Yep. We're down now that so we're only dealing with Senate files, and they are only dealing with the bills that we sent to them.
So kind of cross court now. So let's start with some of the bills that actually didn't make it out of the House, some that we've been looking at. There were two marijuana bills, one to legalize recreational use, one for medicinal use. And I understand that those didn't make the timeline and never made it out of the House. Is that correct?
Those are interesting bills. Let's talk about those for a minute. The recreational bill would have literally legalized marijuana for all adults, similar to what Colorado has done. The medical bill would have been similar to what Utah has done, and that is provide it simply for those that are suffering mental and physical challenges. So I was sure that we had enough votes to defeat the full legalization. We've watched what has happened in Colorado, and the effects of marijuana in Colorado are devastating. The statistics are very clear. We do not want full legalization of marijuana in our state. But the medical one is a little more complicated. There's a lot of pressure there, and a lot of states are going to that. The challenge I had with the bill that was on the table is it was not as well written as what I wanted it to be. In other words, medical marijuana is a good thing for those people that really need it, but for example, who makes the prescription? Who fills out the prescription? Who provides the products? The strength of the marijuana? What volumes it's allowed to be given? All those parameters, we call them sideboards. Those have to be very well written in order not to create a black market where people are selling medical marijuana to others that want to use it recreationally. So I did not feel comfortable with that bill. And there was a lot of discussions, a lot of side caucus discussions about what do we do with this. And jointly, it was decided that we really need to set those two bills aside and study it this summer in a committee and come in with a better written medical marijuana bill that it would be safer for everyone. It would accomplish what its objective would be without opening the door for misuse. And so that's kind of where, that's how those ended up at the bottom of the list. There were about 25 bills that went all the way through the committee that we just ran out of time. Wednesday night was our last day, and we went till about 8 p.m. and the majority floor leader called it, and so we left a bunch of bills on the table.
You know, Representative, we've discussed those marijuana bills during our text in topic over the last week or two, and yeah, I based on our responses, there wasn't as much support for full legalization of recreational use, like you mentioned, but much more so for the medicinal. As that bill continues to develop in future years, do you see that something that could pass in the Wyoming legislature in the next couple of years?
You know, now that we're sending it to a committee that will study all the neighboring states' laws and will put together a bill that will have very quantified sideboards on it, I think there is I think there's enough support. Frankly, I think next year you may well see a medical marijuana bill pass in Wyoming.
Representative Evan Simpson, House District 21, this morning, joining us on the SVI Radio Network. Representative, let's talk about transportation revenues. And one of those tax bills that didn't make it out of the House was this 9-cent increase in the gas tax. And you and I have discussed this before, and that's not going to the Senate, correct?
So here's the deal. The Wyoming Department of Transportation has come to several committees and at large speaking to the legislature. And they're talking about the number of miles of asphalt pavement that just to keep those pavements from potholing up and to keep them in repair that won't rip our tires off when we go down a street. And they're saying we just simply cannot, we do not have enough money from the federal government and from the existing taxes to maintain those roads. Charts and graphs and all kinds of figures. Being an engineer, I'm understanding what they're presenting, an asphalt road only has about 8 years of life, and if you're not maintaining it, it degrades really, really rapidly, and then you're to the position where you have to tear up the asphalt and start over. So they had good discussions on it. So they asked the legislature to consider several means to inject more revenue into their process. One was the 9 cent per gallon tax, and that was spread out by the committee over 3 cents the first year, 3 cents the second year, and 3 cents the third year. And that one was not well received and died. So the only other one that's alive is the tolling process for I-80. If you traveled Colorado or particularly back east, anyone that's traveled around the country knows that these tolling roads are very much real, and they use them all over the place, and they zip cars off and you drop your coins in, or else you go with the camera and do the auto pay. And there's just processes that make it fairly simple. And the highway department's saying, we really need this. We need some money. Our I-80 is going downhill too rapidly. And so that's on the table. I'm just really hesitate to advance it. It's still alive. It's in the House Transportation Committee. I think Senator Dockstader and I are both going to vote no on it, because it's just not a good time right now. We've just gone through this whole pandemic situation, and our economy is struggling. We need to focus on building the economy and not additional taxes. So I don't know where that one's going to go. I don't have a good pulse for it, but I think it probably is going to die in the House, but I don't know.
Representative Evan Simpson again with the legislative update. Representative, it's that balancing act. You mentioned how you and the majority not really in favor of increasing the taxes and not wanting to add a burden, taxes or I-80 tolls. So, but on the flip side, you're also talking about the merited actions from the transportation department, and they need these funds. So what do you see as a solution there? If there isn't support for the increase in taxes or the tolls, where is the money going to come from for the Department of Transportation to maintain the roads?
Boy, I wish I had I wish you were a legislator and you could help us solve that problem.
Ask the questions. That's all I do.
Oh my goodness, you're right. I mean, we want to be as low as taxes, and Wyoming is. We're clear down at the bottom of total taxes that we charge our citizens, and we want to stay there. But somewhere along the line, we've got to ask, is everything, our roads and our education system, is everything just completely falling apart? Or do we need to step up and say, I'm willing to pay a dime here, a dime there, a nickel here, and to try to do something? Really putting our heads in the sand and hoping the problem doesn't, will go away, isn't a long-term solution.
Representative Evan Simpson this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Representative, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.